Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome back, everybody, to episode 5 of Dog Eat Dog. I'm yes. Dave. This is Matt. And we got a great show for you lined up tonight. Matt.
We are back.
What do you got? What do you got
for
us?
We are back.
We're back in here.
So I witnessed something earlier that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
I want to talk about on here. I watched a homeless person.
Okay.
Or as you would say, or correct me, an unhoused gentleman.
Unhoused
person.
You know me. I'm PC.
Keep it PC. PC principle.
What's crazy is like they used to homeless is already an upgrade from what we used to call these like folks that didn't have a house. Like usually like bum or like hobo or like vagrant, right?
Yes.
You already PC'd it up by going to homeless.
Yeah.
How was unhoused any better?
When did they make the switch from bum or hobo?
I don't know, dude.
Dude,
who knows?
To homeless.
Yeah, who knows? Because
I feel like that was pretty progressive for the top. My whole life it's been that way too.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think it's funny that we changed it again when it was like, all right, we were saying this in a very derogatory manner towards these people.
For sure.
And so I get the change the first time.
Yeah.
The second time it was like, all right, guys, what group have we not touched yet?
For sure.
Like, and somebody's like raising their hand. Homeless, that implies that they've never been in a home. I don't know.
Dude,
I don't know.
I think these people just like elites. Like, is love changing our vocabulary just for the sake of it? Like, they get a kick out of, like,
yeah,
like, oh, actually, with their, you know, monocle and their, you know, tweed suit and their, like, pipe. Actually, homeless is derogatory. I think unhoused is more. And then you say homeless. Oh, well, that's, you know, like, they love that. It's kind of like that grammar Nazi kind of idea of, like,
yeah,
oh, homeless? Like, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I'm better than you because I say unhoused.
Have you ever actually been corrected in person by anybody on one of these things?
I don't think so.
Because I would be interested.
Yeah.
If somebody did it, I would just be interested for the sake of the conversation and just say, okay, so why is that inappropriate? Like, educate me, you know? But I've never have.
I don't think I have either.
So I wonder, too, is this smoke and mirrors? Does this really happen? Or is this just like
it happened in real life. I mean, it for sure happens on the internet. Like, it for sure happens on, like, people will comment and things like that in comment sections. But in, like, real life, face-to-face, I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Hey, if it's happened to you, comment below. Let us know. Because I'd be interested to know if somebody has the stones to your face, like, correct you on a PC term.
Yes.
Like, not, like, a super aggressive, like, that most people agree on, but one of these, like, more new agey, like...
Yeah. I'm thinking of... I don't know if it'd be funnier just for my entertainment to watch somebody do that to you or watch somebody do that to Colin in real life. I don't know which one would be better, dude.
Yeah.
Because I feel like...
Sure.
Yeah, I don't know where Colin would take it. Maybe the safer route would be you, but I would also just be entertained by...
For sure.
Your reaction and response.
I have heard mansplained in real life.
Yeah.
I have heard that.
I've heard that too.
It's
usually in a funny context. I've never heard it in...
Yeah. I've heard it like a couple of times. And it's never been super duper serious.
Yeah.
So it's been like slightly ironic, but there's like a little bit of an edge to it. And like any more serious and like, we're going to have a conversation because that one is frustrating to me.
That one is used... in a poor context.
Mm-hmm.
But I will bring this up. Me and you actually did see somebody mansplaining in the actual way that they talk about it when we were at a baseball game one time. I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember when me and you were going out on the baseball field and to do that balloon challenge against those other two dads during the halftime of an amateur baseball game here in Wichita?
Yeah.
There was that like Vince coordinator, director guy.
yeah.
And there's a young girl.
He was such a jerk.
And he was asking He was going over the rules of we have to run 10 feet and then they have to pop the balloon on somebody's body.
Yeah.
And then the girl just asked a simple question, simple question. Like, hey, what if he's standing over here? And the dude stopped and he paused and he goes, all right, let's run that back again since Jessica clearly doesn't understand. And then he proceeded to say the exact same thing he said, but slower. That was an example of mansplaining.
You think so? I think that's just being an absolute douche. Because my understanding of what the term means, even though I don't really buy into it at all, my understanding is that like it's not conscious. It's not like it's explaining something to somebody in a way that like that was just so overt.
Yeah,
that's why. Like,
but I think that's what I think that the people that say that and are serious about people actually being mansplained to.
Yeah,
I think that's what they see and hear when the rest of us are just like, no, I was just saying something, and I went long winded there.
Yeah, or like I don't know. It's just
but that was what.
Yeah, that one. I was like, I at least said to that guy. I was like, bro, you okay?
Yeah.
Like, he was being a jerk to everybody.
Everyone.
Every single person. It's like, so that's why the whole mansplaining thing makes it sound extremely, obviously, it's very gendered, obviously. Man bad, woman victim, right? That's literally the entire implication of that term.
Yeah.
This guy was being rude to everyone. Every single person that worked.
Especially Jessica.
He was being a jerk to Jessica, for sure. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I said that. I'm like, dude, you okay? Like, this how you good? You treat everybody like this? Like,
yeah,
you know
dude,
what I mean?
You did.
Yeah.
Like, you stepped in, man.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
You stepped in and saved the day.
Yeah, but for sure. So I just don't like, because these terms get put into the lexicon, essentially. Yeah. And then people start looking for them. And that's what you're kind of talking about, of where like, ooh, this mansplaining is now in my vocab bank. So now I want to look for a situation where I can use it. You know, and then they start like when people are just explaining anything. Yeah. Oh, you're mansplaining. You know what I mean? Like it's just like a loop, like a self fulfilling prophecy almost of like.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but that's a good example though.
Yeah, that guy was a jerk.
So so speaking of mansplaining,
yeah,
I saw this unhoused gentleman at Quick Trip today, and it was really entertaining to watch. So he took the big Q or whatever it's called, right? The big one.
Yep.
Foam cup. Right? Wasn't subtle about it at all. Was in the middle of singing a song. It was actually, it's getting hot in here. Singing that out loud, right? So not drawing attention to himself at all. And he takes a Monster energy drink, puts it in the foam cup, and then puts ice over the top of it, and then a lid over the top. So he went from like spending like whatever Monsters are, like $5 to like $1.25 on the cup, right? So he's doing some math there in his theft and his thieving.
Yeah.
While he's singing, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah.
Right. While he's not sneaky at all, because I'm standing there getting a drink and I see the whole thing.
How do you know he was unhoused? How do you know he was homeless? Okay.
I didn't see him in a home. He wasn't.
But did you see anybody in a home in the Quick Trip? Everyone there wasn't currently in their house.
That's a good follow-up. I wasn't expecting you to go there.
Was there a certain smell?
I wasn't close enough for that.
Okay.
But you could tell.
Seemed like that type of guy.
So then I was on the way out and I proceeded to see him grabbing another big teacup.
Okay.
Big Q, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
And this time he was going back for some snacks. So he's getting some snacks in there in the other one. So a little Monster.
So he put the snacks in the cup as well.
Yeah.
Same strategy for both.
So my dog's walking out of there spending about, $2.50.
Yeah.
And he's got about $8, $9 worth of stuff. So
I mean, that's a new one. That's a new scam.
It's a heavy play, man.
Yeah.
It's a heavy play. So I'm seeing this all go down. Anyways, kids, don't try this at home. Yeah. Right? Leave it to the professionals.
This guy's gonna be watching when he's like, dog, I had this scam going for years.
Bro, the beans are spilled right here. Lazy Dog Cast, man. We unearth truths. Truths are coming out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So if you've ever put a Monster energy drink in a cup at a gas station, probably don't comment because then that'll...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't steal. You didn't stop him? You didn't... vigilante justice?
I went home and told my wife about this. I was like, hey, check this out. Yeah, my wife says, you didn't stop him or say nothing? Like, I don't work there, man.
No, I'm not
Are you kidding me?
Either. Yeah. Who knows these people have on them? Yeah. I'm not trying to.
I'm good, man. Yeah. But yeah, they'll have to figure it out on their own.
Yeah.
You know.
That's so funny.
Now, if it was like a 10-year-old kid or something,
yeah,
that would be the moment to step in and, you know, give him a lesson.
Yeah.
Hey, son.
Yeah.
That's not how we roll, right?
Yeah.
Now, a grown adult, probably on some things.
Some stuff and some things.
I'm good, man. Yeah. You do you. Yeah. You, they'll figure it out. They'll get you. Dave, in the past, we've tackled some very difficult conversations.
Sure.
In Dog Eat Dog. Yeah. Banning pit bulls. Mm-hmm. Student loans.
Yep. Tips.
Tipping cultures, right? Mm-hmm. Very challenging stuff. Tonight, we're going to mail it in a little bit.
Okay.
And we're going to cover something me and you are both experts on.
Masters.
So we're going to educate some folks out there. We're going to talk about relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and you have been married for a while.
Yeah.
You had a decade? Yeah.
10 years. Yep.
There you go. We both have decades under our belt. Two decades worth and
for
more
sure.
And counting.
Yeah, we've been together. This will be 11 years. We've been together for 15. This will be 16 years.
There you go.
So,
all right. So, yeah, we know a thing or two. So, we're going to cover some topics here. I'm gonna throw some questions at you.
All right. I'm ready.
And we're going to cover some things.
Let's see it.
All right. So, how are you and what do you feel about communication styles, mainly love languages? What do you, in the realm of love languages, I'm sure you've heard of the several, there's a variety of them.
Yeah, love languages. So,
do you know yours? Do you know your partner's?
Yes. So, the love languages, if I can remember correctly, if I remember all of them, physical touch, acts of service, gift giving, quality time, and
isn't it like gratification or
words of affirmation. Words of affirmation.
Correct.
I believe those are the five.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, this is just like a theoretical idea. It's kind of abstract, but it's kind of like understanding how basically the idea behind it. My understanding is every single person doesn't express or receive love in the exact same way. And it might be a mismatch. So you might express love, even within yourself, could be a mismatch. You might express love one way and you might receive love in a different way.
Yes.
It might be a mismatch between people, right? Your partner might have one, you might have another one. So you're trying to show them love because this is how you show love, but they don't receive love in that same way.
Yeah.
Right? So that could be.
Yeah. I also think having that conversation of like what your love language is a very, you know, informed conversation to have with your partner, because a lot of times I think people get put into this trap. It happens on both sides, you know, between men and women. You've known me for a long time. You're just supposed to know this. You're supposed to know I like this. You're supposed to automatically do this, right? And it's like, well, no, like for two people to, you know, be successful and flourish together, like you kind of have to talk about those things.
Sure.
Some of it will, you know, some of it you can pick up on, you know, what that person's favorite coffee is, or if they drink coffee the same time every morning, stuff like that. But if it's, you know, if you like gifts, at some point you need to, you know, let that person know
that's
what you like. Mm-hmm. And I think, maybe not if people maybe talk about their love language but I do think it's a very important one. It's one that I'd never really thought about or learned until like well into.
Yeah.
But that being said, I also think you can have multiple. Because I think if it's like one of them is kind of funny with that, like the gift giving.
Yeah.
I always thought that one was kind of funny because it's like, hey, my love language is you buy me a gift. And I get the premise behind it, right? It's like, hey, I was at this store.
Yes.
I saw this item and I thought of you and I bought it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's nice. Great. It'd be like if I was at the store and I saw like a cool like Steelers bobblehead. Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy that for Dave, put it on his desk, right? That would make you feel good. Yeah. I thought of you doing it. But it's also, it just makes me laugh because it's like, hey, in order for me to feel love from you, I need you to buy me things.
Yeah. For sure.
Seems very like
for sure.
Vain.
I think a lot of those can, and I actually have an issue with acts of service. I actually have issues with that one. Almost to the fact of like, I don't know if that should even count as one. I don't think that should even be in one. because like
so what, like getting up and getting you a drink from the fridge or cooking you a meal or something.
So like that, yeah, that's true. Going out of your way, but like I feel like it could also be like these could also be like gamed a little bit. Like if you want to, like they can be used to manipulate a little bit, kind of exactly what you're saying,
yeah.
Right? So active service is like, well, it's like, well, I, you know, I do the dishes and I do this and that. And like, oh, that's how I show your love. Like, no, that's just what you're doing to take care of the house. That's nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, so that could be like, it's
but that's
of
a
like,
good example of communicating to your partner of like, acts of service is not my love language.
Yes.
And it's not my love language.
Yes.
Like
in real life. Yes.
Yeah. I'm appreciative when my wife does stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I don't like feel love.
Exactly.
When I come home and the house is clean.
Yes.
I'm appreciative that happened.
Yes.
And I give her kudos, like, hey, thanks for cleaning the house. That's really good.
For sure.
But I'm not feeling love.
Yes.
And it's not being reciprocated in that moment.
Agree. So, yeah. But I mean, like, also it could be, like, romantically, it could be one thing, type of love or whatever. And then, like, non-romantic love, which exists also, right? For me, like, I am a big, words of, like, showing, like, love and affection and, like, friendship and things like that is words of affirmation.
You're very
good at
that.
That's a big one for me. So, I'm always like complimenting people, like, hey, you like got a new hat, or like, hey, you're looking good. You're looking like I see you in the weight room or whatever. Yeah. Like, that's one for me. Like,
I'm terrible. That's one I wish I was better at is doing that to like people. Like, the thought crosses my head, but then I don't
like, do it. Verbalize
that's
it.
To my family, friends, whoever else. I that's something I want to get better at because I like it. I mean, I think anybody likes
sure.
Words of affirmation, positive, you know, compliments, anything in that nature feels good.
Yeah. Right?
You're noticed in that moment and whatever. I definitely need to get better at that. That's on the bottom of my list.
You really?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
So let's move on to something easier. How do you feel about finances in relationships? I have one that it could be... Could be divisive. I don't know.
So when it comes to, we're kind of hitting on some of the things, the three main things that people fight about, that couples fight about, there's three. And it's the three, I mean, obviously there's a ton of things, but the three big ones are communication. That's the first one you mentioned.
Yep.
Finances. This is what I'm talking about now. And the third one is sex. Those are the three main topics of conflict and disagreement within in a marriage.
Yes.
Or in a relationship. Finances is usually... more reserved for marriage specifically because that's when your marriage are more your finances are more intertwined.
Yeah.
That's one of the out of those three, that's one that in my relationship has never been an issue. We've never had any kind of that topic has never been like a source of consternation between us or conflict.
Yeah.
But my biggest thing on this one is if you are married, your money, you have to change how you view money. It is no longer my money and your money. All of it is ours.
Yes.
I hear these stories of people like that keep separate bank accounts, right? And not like some people will do it like they'll have all their money in savings and together and then like they'll deposit like, you know, $10 from every paycheck into this separate account and they can just spend that on whatever.
Yeah.
That I have no problem with. That's just like spending money, like just, you know, like way to budget, kind of like free and clear spending money. That's fantastic. But having two separate cards, two separate savings, all this stuff is a recipe for disaster. I think I cannot recommend that at all. I've known
several people that have kept separate accounts.
Mm.
Some that are still together, they're making it work. So I wouldn't say that it's impossible.
Yeah.
I'm with you that it's a recipe for disaster. I've known some that have failed with that process in place, but it still blows my mind that there's people out there and neither of them know how much money
the other person makes or neither how much they have saved
some
up.
Of them know, some of them may not know how much their house payment is.
Yeah.
Some of them may not know how much the car payment, the insurance, whatever it is, because they pay three different bills. The other person pays the other bills that's like agreed upon, obviously, otherwise you know, they're not going to have the lights on if it's flippant and not assigned. But the fact that that's happening and you have no idea what the other person makes financially and stuff,
that's
crazy
that.
To
me. I don't understand that.
Right? But yeah, like you go into it, it's like a business, right? It's like you know, like, hey, here's our overhead. Here's our expenses, yeah. right? Yeah. Like, you're in the accounting department.
Sure.
You know, you're the finance business partner. Like, you're managing it. You're managing a home.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like a business, sure. but it should all be out in the open. And it should all be agreed upon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm with you on the fact of you got to get that locked in. You got to have those conversations. You got to have a budget. You have to live within your means the best you can.
Yeah.
And things can be pretty smooth. But
yeah. I think we agree on this. I just think the separate accounts is, because again, this is only, again, I'm only talking about marriage and when it comes to finances, because if you're not married, then yeah, you should, your stuff should be separate. In fact, it should not be together if you're not married, but being married and having separate like accounts like that is to me having one foot out of the door at all times, right? You have one foot out the door at all times of the marriage.
Yeah.
Right. So at any time you can like go
yeah.
and quickly break. Right. And that's to me is undermining the whole purpose of the institution.
You know what I thought, always thought was crazy. And I don't, unless you have a secret inheritance or something I don't know about, I always thought it was crazy. The prenuptial agreements between, you know, celebrities and,
yeah.
and people of means
mm-hmm.
that part's crazy to me because you're going into it.
Yeah.
As it's like a business transaction
yes.
and writing up a contract, whereas, you know, a marriage license is in essence a contract as
yep.
well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just crazy to me, like, hey, I'm in love. I want to join our spirits together under our Lord and Maker. Also, if we get divorced, you don't get anything of mine and I keep my home.
Yeah.
And you don't get anything, but I love you. Let's go get married.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the idea of it, but it's also, I shouldn't be, ever be in that situation.
It's a practical modern thing because of how marriage has been warped. In my opinion, it's been warped. Like the idea of marriage has been altered from what it once was.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people. So it's just like a consequence of that, you know, but then I also get, if you're rich and like super rich and famous, people can take advantage of you. Right.
Yeah.
You know, so like, I don't like it either, but I also understand, it's one of those things that I don't like, but I understand kind of thing.
Same.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So like I try to place myself in those shoes where it's like,
well, yeah,
you can't just go in there
and
marry somebody after 2 months. Uh-huh. And I don't know.
What do you think about alimony?
Not a fan.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm not a fan if it's
anybody. Yeah. Just period.
I think if you have a case in which I think it's acceptable in some circumstances.
Mm.
But not for like life, not forever. And I know it's set to certain times or whatever, but I have heard certain circumstances where there's a woman who worked several, you know, jobs, not high paying jobs or whatever, and put a man through school to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get that high paying job
mm-hmm.
and then he up and leaves her for a younger woman or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, maybe she quit her job. Maybe she never got an education because she was putting the other person through.
Sure.
In those situations.
Yeah. Or a stay at home mom. He's just like, forwent a career.
Yeah.
And you know, now like, so I get the idea of it in principle, like for certain situations, but then the other half of me is like there are select situations, right? But
I don't think you should change your financial status or create generational wealth just because you had a baby with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were married for a week.
So this is not child support. Right. I'm not, this, those are different, things, right? Different things.
Okay.
So, I'm saying like alimony, if you have a job and you have a career and this person has a job, they have a career, like say person A makes, you know, $50,000 a year and they're married to person B who makes $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
And they get divorced. Right.
Yeah.
Person A with makes less money should make nothing. They shouldn't get anything in alimony.
Yeah.
Right. Because the whole idea is like you're getting money to stay in the, you know, the manner at which you become accustomed, something like that.
Yeah.
The terminology, like living the life that you become accustomed to, essentially.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. Like, especially there's no kids involved. I'm in this hypothetical, there's no kids. It's just two people.
Yeah.
if you're no longer married, then you don't get any. You don't get that. Why did you get that anymore?
You have a job.
Yeah, so you have a job.
Like you're out on the streets.
You have a job. You have a career. No, yeah. You're gonna have to take a step back. That's how it works. Like, why on earth would you?
Yeah.
Continue to be getting paid, like for doing something. Like, yeah, when you're married, you're equal partners, right? But now you're not. Why should you keep that? Getting
you
that
separated
benefit?
The agreement.
Yeah, exactly. Especially in cases where like the person who gets alimony is the one that like blew the marriage up.
Yeah,
that happens. Like the person that has a little less money, like they're the one that cheated or like whatever.
Yeah,
and then they still get alimony afterwards. I'm like, you blew it up, and now you're getting just paid just because you get half of everything because why?
Yeah.
Like why? It's not for the kids. It's for you. It's spousal support or whatever it is. It's not for the like children. So
it's like quitting a job and still getting paid a portion of it.
Yeah.
Like unemployment, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like no.
I mean,
no. You're not married anymore. You don't get to live that life anymore. Like sorry.
Yeah.
Like I guess that's how it goes. Like,
I mean, you raise good hypotheticals there. Yeah. If there's not kids involved.
Yeah.
Spousal support and all that stuff. Like I don't think so.
No. Again, not in. In most scenarios. Now, there might be a couple scenarios like the ones you've talked about where, like, again, they were like, okay, we're married and I'm staying at home because, like, that was the best part for our situation. And then you make all this money and then you do something crazy and get a divorce, right? Like, that's why it exists, I assume, is because, like, that situation, you can actually get out and still, like, live.
Yeah.
You're not tied to this person financially. You're not you have to be stuck in a bad situation because of finances. So I assume that's why it exists.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see like formulas and stuff because I know there's like a certain time that you know, that you don't get it like your entire rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's certain circumstances where if you make more, do something like that, then that alimony gets cut off, or if you get remarried, that also it stops if you get remarried.
Yes. Yes, so that's true.
There is a lot of things centered around marriage that are very, very business and contractual.
For sure. But the problem is when you get divorced. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't get divorced, if you're in this for the long haul, you don't get divorced. Like the institution is designed for, these issues don't don't come up.
Yeah. I was going to also ask you, so let's lighten it up here a little bit. Let me see here. How do you feel about the modern age of people dating and dating apps in general?
Dating apps. So this
leads me to just like generational differences.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be different talking to our kids. I guess by the time our kids are that age...
Who knows?
Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, like hologram or something.
Yeah.
But I was never in that era when dating apps were
me too.
A thing.
Yeah, me either.
And, you know, it's even gone past my knowledge base of what these things even are,
sure.
even talking to friends and stuff. I know personally, I would probably, I don't know what the, if something were to happen and I don't know. I just go in a hole or something. I don't want to be involved in any of that stuff, man. It just seems very complicated, very chaotic, very absent of just humanity in general, which I think and we could talk about this one day also, but I think just the existence of the internet and social media and some of these other things where it's supposed to bond us together. There are many good things about it, but I also think there's probably more worse things about it than there are good.
I guess a net negative.
But yes.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we won't get into that, but you know, when in recent, things that have happened in our society, it's, we view these people on the other side of screens as if they're movie characters or wrestling characters, and then just character that is a human being on the other side of a screen. And I think social media has cut that line between humanity and
fiction.
So, and I think dating apps further extend that.
Yeah. So I think there's a difference between online dating and dating apps. I think those two things are actually different. So like online dating is like a little bit before the dating apps come out, and they still exist, but like eHarmony like Match.com.
Christian Mingle.
Christian Mingle, Black People Meet, J-Date for Jewish people. FarmersOnly.com.
Yes, Farmers Only, dude.
These are all these ones. But like, I don't have a problem. In principle, I don't have a problem with online dating. But like the ones, that I think the older ones, the ones that are like eHarmony, Match, things like that. I think those are better. And I don't have any problem with those. Because it's more of a formula of meeting people, of like matching interests, matching age. Like, what do you want? What do you want? Matching them together, like trying to like find compatible.
Yeah, it's using technology to bring those things, bring the human desires together. Whereas like you'd go into a high school gym and do like, you know, what was that, like match speed dating or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the ultimate speed dating. Well, I think actually. Apps are the ultimate speed dating, kind of. But we'll get to that in a second. So, but those I have no problem with. Actually, in some ways, those are even better than like, what? Because how do you meet people before? Just by chance? Really? That's really it. You happen to be in the same school, or you were set up by somebody, or you're in the bar, like the in the bar situation. You're both in a bar and you like get together that way. Like, that's fine, but that's very chance. There's not matching you on interest. It could be, you know, any of that stuff.
I met my wife by fate.
Did you? Was it?
Yeah.
It was written in the stars.
Exactly. At a nightclub.
Yeah. all the best romances. But the problem with modern, and again, I don't have a lot of experience with these. I can just like speak to people that I've known who had this, who've like used and talked to. But like the big one, like the most famous one is Tinder, right? And from what I understand about Tinder is it has nothing to do with, it's completely superficial, right? Obviously, I think you can like click their profile and see more about them, but how easy it is, like you're talking about how it's like a fictional person, like a fictional character, like you're choosing somebody in a video game or something.
Yeah,
it's so easy. Yes, no, right? And it's like, it's so superficial. And I know people who have met on Tinder, which is great. I'm not saying and that I've gotten married and had great leadership, so I'm not saying it's impossible, but I would say the odds are against you.
Yeah.
And it becomes this, let me think about my words here. It becomes this like fantasy or the myth of this unlimited, it's like a myth of unlimited options. So if like there's always that idea, I think especially because women make out like bandits on these dating apps, as in like if you can see there's so many statistics of like when they say swipe yes or no, like women get matches way more often than guys do. Like it's not even close.
Yeah.
It builds this false sense of like, there's always something better. Therefore I can just discard somebody for the smallest reasons.
Yeah.
Right. So like, oh, I don't like this, next. Cause there's literally, I'm going through and I'm getting hundreds of matches.
What
does
that girls call it? I get the ick.
The ick. Yeah. Ick.
Do guys have that?
Do we just call it
red flag? I mean,
it's for sure a girl term.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because have you ever, if we stay on this, have you ever really heard a guy say, like, oh, that's a major red flag? I mean, I feel like I've heard girls say that a lot, like the ick or the red flags or green flags, which I actually like they brought in green flags. I think that's cool.
Yeah, fine.
Here's a positive thing. Yeah. Like Taylor Swift was talking about it on the
Heights?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. New Heights podcast. But I like the fact that, because I'm optimist. I like to see the good in people. Mm. And I like the fact that we're doing that now.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, a green flag about Dave is he gives people words of affirmation.
There you go.
So,
but you see what I'm saying though? Like if you have so many options, so say you're a 25-year-old, you're a 20-year-old woman and you're on these apps and you're like, I don't know, you're getting like 20, 30 matches a day.
Yeah.
Like you can,
and it doesn't matter if you have a job. It doesn't matter what your income, what your education level is.
You have good photos. I mean, you're getting just.
You didn't even have to graduate high school.
Nah, and so like, you feel like I can just for any reason I can just say nah, we're not gonna work out, and then I have 30 more matches.
Right,
and then nah, it's gonna work. So it's like I'm not gonna settle down. It's always like, oh, what if there's something better. Right, there's always that like, oh, it could be better. Could be better, and it's like it's obvious. It seems that way because you're so. You're so popular, you know, you get this like, but it's not like there might be people out there, but it makes you less likely to commit to that individual person because of all the potential, even phantom options that could exist.
Yeah.
So I think that's bad. And then the opposite side, like men on these dating apps are like, you know, we're like women are drowning in potential matches. Like the men are in the desert. We're like, you know, they get one match every week.
Yeah.
You know, and like, what does that do to your like self-confidence? Right. Like, I mean, that constant rejection is got to wear on you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then it just divides the battle of the sexes even further. And it just, I just don't see, you know, the ones that are really like that swipey, the ones that are like super swipey, that you're just like, you're picking, like you're going through Amazon, you know, and you're shopping through Amazon with that many options of things.
Yeah.
Like it seems super dehumanizing.
Is there a Tinder day? Like Amazon Day.
Amazon Prime Day. Yeah.
It's like, hey, you get three matches.
Yeah.
You normally get none.
But yeah, that's, I mean, apparently what I've always seen, like these sites, like they do that actually. When you first join, they like promote you more essentially to get like, to get you that more matches up front.
Yeah.
To get you like on the app and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then it dries up and then you have to pay extra money and all this other thing. So
yeah. And I always kind of think it's funny. Again, I'm not against people meeting online.
Yeah.
Especially have busy lives.
Yeah.
You're going to school, doing different things. It is like difficult to meet people and you want to narrow down maybe a little bit. But it is kind of funny when you hear people and you're like, oh, how'd you guys meet? You ever notice like the people that did meet online, they're always just like, we met online.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
Yeah.
You met what? You met where?
Yeah.
You're like, online. You're like, and it's like, you can say where you met. It's fine.
I have no problem with it.
I think maybe it'll become more, I don't know, acceptable.
Yeah.
I never really thought, I don't get down on people who
never
say that.
I've never thought that. No.
But I have seen people be hesitant to admit that.
Oh, for sure I have.
It's almost like, it's like, I don't know. And I guess it depends on the site you met on or the site that you went through maybe.
Yeah. I mean, how is it worse though? Like, again, like I agree that overall these dating apps are not good for society. But if you were the exception that made it work, great. I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to look down on you because you met on a dating app.
But it also is weird when you go tell your grandma like, hey, here's Steven. We met on Tinder.
Yeah. But why is that better than, hey, this is Steven. We met at the nightclub. Hey, this is Steven. We met at the bar. We were both drunk at the bar and we met. How's that? How's it worse?
Yeah.
How's it worse than that? I don't know. It's not.
That's how your grandma and grandpa met.
It's arbitrary. Well,
after
sure.
World War II, dude.
Yeah. He like dipped her down.
He did.
And kissed.
Exactly.
It's arbitrary to me. It's like, it's not worse.
She was drinking a Shirley Temple and he had a old fashioned.
There you go.
Right? And yeah.
Yeah. But I think, I think they're bad for society as a whole. I do think that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not going to dip down on you for doing it. It's just, I don't like the romantic dance, I guess, the courtship, right? The whole thing is almost no different than playing Candy Crush.
Yeah.
I feel like the people look at it. They take out their phone and they're swiping through a game of Candy Crush, you know, like they're crushing candy. Or they hit Tinder and they're swiping through human beings.
Yeah.
Right? No, 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 yes,
also,
no.
I think it is a phase that people, because people end up getting married, they end up settling down, they end up moving past that.
Yeah.
Right? Hopefully.
Yeah.
But I just think it's just another thing, another tool or tech piece of technology was supposed to help and speed along, but maybe that road gets really bumpy and I think people end up finding.
Yeah.
Because obviously, obviously people want to settle down and start a family and stuff at some point.
Most people do.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't see a lot of people. And if they do, then, you know, there's other issues beyond that.
But, yeah.
Let's transition here into, we pretty much covered. So if you guys need, you obviously heard the experts talk.
Yeah.
Comment below after you've liked and subscribed. If you guys are going through something, you need help from me and Dave, the experts.
We'll
give you a free TED Talk, whatever your problem or issue you're going through.
Yeah.
But in the same breath of relationships, I have a fun game, Dave, I would like to play with you. And this game is who's better at blank. I'm going to give you a list. I'm going to read off some scenarios and you get to tell me who is better at that scenario, you or your spouse.
Okay. Wait for her to leave the room so I can lie about this.
Well, Dave, no, I would tell you in this story, in this game that we're going to play,
yeah,
there are no wrong answers. Right? Because you can just tell me whatever you think I want to hear.
Okay.
However, unbeknownst to you, I sent these questions to Chelsea ahead of time.
Oh, no.
And I have the answers.
Oh, no.
I have the answers to these questions. So there is a wrong answer.
Oh,
if
goodness.
Your answer doesn't align with hers.
Oh, crap.
You gave me the wrong answer.
So. I look really bad to all you viewers. All 134 subscribers.
Yes. And I have the famous Chelsea responses.
Ah, oh, those are
to
famous.
These questions.
Those are famous.
Yes. All right. So you ready to play? Who's better at blank?
Who's better at blank?
Yes. All right. Number All right, one.
Yes, I'm ready. I'm excited.
Who is the better cook?
Chelsea, easy. Not even close.
Nice.
Not even close.
Nice. It does say here, her. He can cook frozen pizza and ramen noodles and maybe some eggs.
That's hilarious. That's exactly yes. what I would say. If I wouldn't say ramen noodles and pizza because I do make those. That's not, I would call it cooking.
I've seen
as far
you,
as actually cooking, yeah. eggs is like is the go-to.
Yeah. I've been over at your house to leave, then go to the Lazy Dog Studios, yeah. and I've seen you cooking frozen pizzas.
Yeah,
so.
Frozen pizzas.
No matter what time of night, I've yeah, seen them in yeah. the oven.
I've been making some, I've made bacon. I'm making bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And tea. That's not food, but I'm making tea. Brewing
Make a
some
little
tea.
Bit of tea. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Recently, turn yeah. over a new leaf.
Don't spill the tea, though.
Yeah. That's what we're doing it. That right now.
We'll get to that one of those types of questions here in a little
okay.
bit.
Okay. All right.
All right. Remembering
one.
Important dates. Who's better?
Okay. Did you ask these questions specifically like to put me on blast?
No.
Okay. yeah. Chelsea. Easy.
This one, I got both. Both equal.
Well, like, what does that mean, though?
I think we are both good at it and don't think either of us have ever forgot anything special.
Okay, so are you meaning... Okay, so I guess I took that question as like remembering parts of the schedule, like things that are happening on the schedule. So,
I should have said, remember important dates, birthdays, anniversaries.
Oh, okay. So that,
Sorry,
I actually
I left
am
that part out.
I actually do yes. Okay. So
you're
I, for
that?
Sure, I do remember anniversaries and birthdays.
Okay.
Put
so
it
you're
in
saying
calendar.
You're better at that.
I'm definitely as good, maybe a little bit better.
Okay. You got a half point because it said both.
Okay.
So,
okay. But yeah, if it's like remembering what's going on this week on the calendar,
yeah,
that's what I guess that's what I mind it went
okay.
to immediately.
I'll be better at reading.
Sure.
If you have, I can be the arbiter in this.
Okay.
If you need follow-ups, I will
clarifications.
Clarify. Yes.
Perfect.
All right. Saying I'm sorry first.
Chelsea.
Ooh, yes.
Yep.
You got that right.
Easy.
She said her. Picking a good restaurant.
I mean, this is subjective, but I'm going to say me. Because I think, I mean, I picked the restaurant if I like it. Yeah.
I didn't get an answer here, but it says we go to the same places and don't try new ones. If we do it, it's because I convince him to try something new, but that's a rare occurrence.
Yeah.
You like what you like, man.
That's factual. So I don't know. I don't know if you count that one, but.
All right. Number five, planning trips and events.
Oh, that's, yeah, Chelsea. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
And if you feel like you're put on the spot here, I've already talked to my wife and she's going to answer these same questions and you get to put me on blast next dog.
Okay.
Dog.
Next one. Next episode.
Little teaser. she put me, not sure if he even knows where we're going until we are leaving for the trip. Dude, that is me. I'll be at work and people will be like, where are you going? I'll be leaving for a vacation for a week. Like, where are you going?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somewhere in Missouri, I think. Where are you staying at? Don't know. Don't know. I saw pictures of it once 6 months ago.
That's funny.
That's about
it. Hey, we're going. You and I are going this weekend.
We are.
Kansas City for a coaching thing.
USA basketball.
They didn't plan that.
Yep.
So
we planned all of it.
So there.
Yeah. Which
yeah.
we have like a day to figure out what time we're leaving and all that stuff. We'll get it figured out.
Who cares?
Yeah. Pack extra underwear just in case. Oh, all right. Giving gifts.
I give good gifts. So this is what I'm good at.
Yeah.
But Chelsea is the best gift giver I've ever met.
Yes.
Easily. She's the best gift giver in the history of the world. She is so good at it.
The response says word for word, Dave's going to say me because he says I'm the best giver, best gift giver. He gives me some solid gifts. Got me a 6-month plant subscription box that was a banger.
Yeah. Nice.
That sounds cool, man.
Nice. So I'm good at this one.
Are you the one who bought the little camera bird house thing?
Yeah, I bought that one, but she wanted it.
She already, okay.
Yeah. But I'm good at getting gifts, but I'm 1 to 10. I'm like an 8 gift giver, but she's like a 35 out of 10. So it's not, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm a terrible gift giver.
Yeah.
It's giving gifts today's world's maybe easier, but also harder because you have Amazon and stuff.
So many options.
Yeah, this is hard.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Cause you can be good at basketball, but still LeBron James is better than you. You know what I mean? Like, you can still be good at something, but there's some, just cause the person you're going against is elite, so much better than, you know.
Yeah,
that's kind of
I've tried to get better at over the years. If I hear somebody say something like, oh, that'd be cool, I try to make a note of it so I remember it when the birthday or whatever comes up. But like I said,
yeah,
still a work in progress. Number 7, handling money responsibly.
I'm better. I think it's me on this one, actually.
That is correct.
Yes.
Dave, I'm fully aware I have a shopping addiction is the response.
Nice.
Falls asleep first.
She falls asleep first.
Yes.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep.
So me. Dave has to stay up to turn off the TV after I fall asleep.
Yep. Every night.
Are you ever tired and you want to go to sleep, but you have to
100, yeah, every night, yeah, for sure.
And you just gotta get up. You have to wait.
I gotta wake up. I usually doze off, wake up, turn everything off and go to sleep. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dang, that's a process. I can't fall asleep with the noise and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Best memory.
Me.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100%. I already knew that one before I even got the response. You, out of anybody I know, I'm trying to run my brain here. You easily have to have the best memory of any person I know. Easily.
Thanks, man.
But this says he forgets nothing, and his memory is actually insane. I fully trust his memory. If he says if he is saying this is what happened, then I know it's true.
Aw.
Yeah.
Adorable.
That's helped me out a lot for basketball, because I remember I'll ask you all the time, have we played this team before?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, did we play them August 2nd? We lost by 12.
Yeah.
It's real, man.
You know who has a better memory than me when it comes to specifically sport events like that?
Who?
Is my father.
Your dad?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. 100%. So I'll remember if he played a team before,
okay,
for sure. But the stuff that you're talking about, you made a joke about, the dates.
Yeah.
My dad will remember stuff like that. Maybe not dates, but he'd be like, hey, you remember you played this team back? And I remember that. You said he couldn't go left. And I was like, hey, he can't go left. And you forced him left and stole it. And then I was like, no, I don't remember any of that.
Really?
Yeah. And he's he has very specific details.
Yeah.
When it comes to sports, he remembers very specific plays. And stuff like
even
that.
Like the Steelers and stuff, he'll remember.
Oh, yeah.
It's
stuff from the 70s.
Some
play up.
Troy Polamalu did.
Yeah,
or something.
I mean, Troy Polamalu is recent. I'm talking about Lynn Swan, Franco Harris.
Dang.
You know, 70s. I remember this play or this game. Steel.
Or Steel. Oh, man, I messed that up. I was going out on a whim there. I was like, hey, I'm going to go back in time.
Yeah, Mean Joe Green, Jack Lambert.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. Shout out to Big Dave with the memory. Keeping secrets.
Me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Says Dave, he would be the person to take things to his grave. Mm. Good job. I already know how that would go on the opposite for me. But you'll find out next week.
Next week. Yeah. Or next time. Hopefully
next time.
Hopefully Colin's back.
Yes. Who is better in school? I didn't do a good job at this, but who is a better student is how I should have worded this.
I mean, I probably got better grades.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that was, I don't know. I think I got better grades. But I went to USD 259, though.
259.
And she went to a private school that had higher, it was harder. It was it's objectively harder.
So her response is smarter, better grades, ? Dave. More fun, more popular, better stories, me.
She
basically called you a nerd.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Nerd.
Hey, I played basketball all 4 years, okay?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I'm not sure what that means, but.
you got that letter jacket, man.
Yeah. I didn't get a letter jacket, but I had letters.
You never got it? Why?
No, I didn't like the look.
You didn't?
No. And it seemed very old school, TV, high school jocks. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got a ring. You got a class ring.
I had a class ring.
I don't know where it is, but yeah. I got one.
I know. Do kids wear letter jackets anymore?
I don't know. That's a good question. I didn't like the leather. I didn't like the look of it. I didn't like the look of it. That's why. I had the letters, though, and the pins and stuff. So, yeah. But I never actually got the jacket.
I got mine, like, way bigger. So, I got one, like, I was, like, freshman or sophomore year or something. And I got it, like, way bigger, thinking, like, I'm going to just be massive by the time I'm a senior. I was like a string bean. Yeah. For some reason, I thought like maybe by the time I'm senior, I'm going to look like The Rock or something. I didn't.
How'd that work out? Yeah.
I didn't. And it was still massive.
But lucky for you, that was the style.
It was.
Big and baggy was the style back in the 2000s. Yeah. So, you know. I have shirts. I still have some shirts that I, from high school, they fit me great because they were massive back then. But so.
The worrisome part is that if your sweatpants from back then, if they're tight on you now.
Yeah.
It's a bad sign. There you go. It's a bad sign. Or like your gym shorts. If your gym shorts are tight on you now from high school.
They're not tight. They're still they're still loose. They're loose and baggy. Like they don't like gotta cinch them down.
Yeah.
You know? So because like the sagging was this a little bit of like a slight sag.
Yeah.
Some people did a heavy sag. But, like the slight sag was like in like a little bit of a style.
I feel like people are hooping in like huge loose shorts, dude.
Yeah.
Because like basketball is one of those where it's like, I'm not a fan of like the tight shorts. But like I get it, like you're going between your legs and doing crazy stuff. Like I can't believe people were hooping with baggy, huge baggy shorts,
tall,
man.
The tall tees
and the, like, bro, that's like constricting, man. You're walking around in a tarp.
Yeah, you got shorts that go down to your freaking mid calf.
Yeah,
like capri looking shorts. They can't even make a move. You can't go between your legs because it's literally all fabric. It's,
I know.
It's complete.
You're going through fabric, man.
You can't go anywhere.
It's like you're driven through a loading dock.
Yeah, those like big like leather like curtains things. Yeah, it's hilarious. Exactly.
All right. Fixing things around the house.
That's probably me. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a, I got a Dave. She said she can fix things herself in a rushed, janky fashion.
Dude, funny story about that. We moved into this house, right? Like I was hanging things up on the walls, right? Like, you know, towel racks and on the, in, you know, in bathrooms and little towel racks for like smaller towels and big towel racks and hanging up TVs and all this stuff. And I took a lot of time doing it, got a level every single time, leveled it out. And I go into my, into the bathroom and I see this towel rack on the wall. I'm like, that is so crooked. And like, I look, I'm like, Chelsea, I spent hours hanging these things. And this one was, there was no like, it wasn't a screw. It was like a tape.
Yeah.
And she goes, just puts it on there.
Yeah, this is like double-sided like, tape.
What? Yeah, I took like hours getting this straight, and you took 30. You took 13 seconds and slapped it on the wall. And it's like this,
dude. You want to talk about learning and merit and growth? I was like, I bought specific tools, man, so that there's no I get something on the wall. It's like I have laser level.
Yes,
I'm absolutely. Like, hey, this thing is 100% centered.
With
leveled,
the earth, with the prime meridian and the equator. This is exactly.
I know where South America on the map is right now. I'm tracking its longitude with their family picture.
With this TV. Yeah.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yes. So you can't tell me.
Yeah.
I'm like, Antarctica is lined up right now.
Exactly.
All right. Moving on. Watching TV / movies without falling asleep. Who's better at that?
Me. For sure it's me.
Chelsea said it's her.
No way.
She said it's her.
No way. That is absolutely untrue.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
No way. that is such a lie. Absolutely.
All right, she said Dave, but she said to tell him that it's me just to get his reaction.
Okay, there you go.
She falls asleep immediately.
That's funny. That's hilarious. You know, like it's funny because like I guess we know each other pretty well because like a lot of these she's like guess like my reaction.
Yeah.
Like no.
So
way.
That's a this one's always been weird to me because I've heard you talk about this. I've heard Colin talk about this. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife, I mean, it's gotta be something crazy going on for like one of us to fall asleep during something. Like I'm a light sleeper, she's a light sleeper. So like neither of us have ever really fallen asleep while we're watching a like movie
really?
Or TV. Like everything has to be off.
Yeah.
So yes, that's not a thing in our house.
Okay. Nice.
But it's just funny I hear people talk about it all the time. Yeah. Which I'm glad it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear people talk all the time, like, hey, we started watching the show and I'm staying on episode 2 because so-and-so falls asleep every night.
Oh,
so I can see how that would be frustrating.
Yeah.
Because you like get the kids to bed. You're like, hey, let's watch this cool show.
Uh-huh. Well, here's the thing. If you fall asleep,
it's
I'm watching
you.
It.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I'm watching the show.
That's the code. I don't know how this works.
Yeah. That's
educate
like,
me.
Like it depends. If it's like a super serious, like drama, you need to know what's going on, like, we might rewind. But if it's like a silly comedy show, like, we're just gonna keep watching.
Yeah,
like, we're not gonna go back.
Now, I have set the rule, and it's been used against me too.
Yeah,
if we're watching a show and like one of us is on the phone or something, mm-hmm. there is a rule in our house, like, hey, you can't ask questions. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna be on the phone not watching, you don't get to ask questions later on and be like,
that's
so
fair.
So is that his cousin or yeah. so how did he had a sister that lived in Louisiana?
Okay,
you don't get to ask.
Gotcha.
It's kind of known. So.
Gotcha.
So maybe that's a little bit similar. All right. Flirting. Who's better at flirting?
I don't know. I think you're probably pretty even. Maybe slightly me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm going to say me.
All right. Answer is Dave. Okay, correct. Good. You got it.
Good.
Like, he's good. He's got a little bit of game is what was told on here.
A little bit of game.
Yeah. So we're shouting on the pod.
I'm not sure if that's a compliment or not.
I think that's good.
I think she said, like, because she had a little bit of game. I think that's what, that, how that she comes would say out, it that with comes a tone. Out
good. Yeah.
But if you say it like you said it, like, he has a little bit of game.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's all the tone.
Okay.
Saying, like, he has a little bit of game means, like, his game is very small. Like,
I need to channel Chelsea. I need to answer it in her tone and
but you see what I'm saying, though?
Her demeanor.
If you say it, those mean completely different things.
Yeah.
Right? To say,
he has a little bit of game?
Yeah. That means different than, he's got a little bit of game.
Yeah.
Right? That's completely different. I got
you hanging on a thread with these comments.
Yeah. Isn't that funny how like the language works though?
Sure.
Saying the exact same words.
Yeah.
But the cadence, your tone, your body language, like,
yeah.
And it's not a little bit different. It's actually the exact opposite meaning.
Yeah.
Right? One means they don't have any game at all. The other one means they do have a lot of game.
Yeah.
And it's,
you're masking the amount of it.
Exactly. It's just like it's so funny that it's so funny because you would it's the same words, hey, right?
That's why actors are so good at what they do, man. They got to hit the delivery. They got to know the character. Texting back quickly.
This one is very dependent. It's very situationally dependent.
It's a big thing in our society, though.
Yeah,
if you're a good texter or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this one. I text back immediately a lot sometimes, and sometimes I don't at all. I would say I'm bad in general with everybody at texting back timely. I would say that.
I'd say you're pretty good.
You think so?
Of the people, I hope Colin's not listening here. Hope he's not. Hope that he's at a football game, and it's third and short, man. He's got to stack the front, so. You and Colin, you're definitely better at texting in terms of like responsiveness.
The biggest thing for me is if I don't respond quickly, I don't have it. I don't know.
All.
And I don't know also. That's a big, like if I don't have an answer for you immediately, it gets procrastinated. It gets pushed back.
Yeah.
Because like, I don't have the answer. I think about it or talk or I don't have a good answer. Like that's a big sign if it's not quick.
Oh, okay.
That's like if you don't get a quick response from me, it's often I don't have a good answer for you.
Yeah.
Or easy answer.
Yeah, I've gotten better at this over time. Mm-hmm. I think like smartwatches and stuff have definitely helped me. I have to have a smartwatch. Otherwise, like I don't see my phone is never on ring.
Yeah.
It's always on vibrate.
Yep.
It's sometimes in my pocket. But yeah, it's like the invention of smartwatches have definitely helped me be better at texting back faster. And that's my main form of communication.
For sure.
But yeah, the answer was her. I will send him a follow-up text if he's not quick enough. I do that too with the follow-up question mark.
Yeah, babe. Hey. She goes, babe, question mark. Or Dave, question mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just hit like the, what are we having for dinner?
Yeah.
Question mark.
Oh, then you, it's just a pure question mark.
Pure Nothing question else. Mark, yeah. Who is the loudest?
Me.
No.
No, she says she's louder.
If Dave is being loud, something is wrong.
Or I'm singing. I sing a lot. Sing loudly.
Yeah. That one's tough because, yeah, there's different scenarios and stuff. But I think in general, I think that's a good thing you can paint on people because either you're a loud talker, you chew loud, you're like just loud in general, like slamming doors and cabinets or stomping around. So
yeah, Chelsea,
I think you can paint
Chelsea's
that with a
loud,
broad
though.
Brush.
She's not loud. Neither of us are loud.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a little tougher one. You got that. You got it wrong, though. So be better. Doing laundry correctly.
She's better at that.
Yeah.
She's better at that.
She was, her.
But correctly, what does that mean? That's completely subjective. Like, I don't fold my underwear. I throw it in there. I don't fold my shorts. I throw it in there. Who cares?
Do you wad it up? Because the response I got, I was hoping you would say, I wad up. Yeah. Dave wads up and throws in the drawer guy.
Yeah.
If he has folded clothes, I did the laundry that week.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. 100%.
You're wadding up t-shirts?
No.
So you hang your t-shirts?
I hang up all my t-shirts.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I hate
stuff being wrinkled.
But like most of my stuff is dry fit.
Yeah.
And I get that material specifically
because
it doesn't wrinkle.
Smart.
So I throw that in there. For my dry fit shirts that I wear to practice and like most of my shirts that I wear, throw it in there because they're not going to get wrinkled. It's not worth it. It's not worth taking the time. I just chuck it in there.
Sure.
Underwear, chuck it in there. Socks. Here's one thing that she doesn't do that I always do. I always put my socks together.
Here you go with your sock stuff, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's your arena.
I'm a big socks guy. You always have to I put my socks together and put them and match them.
Okay.
Match my socks. I make sure that they're the same sock.
Yeah.
Type of socks, like fold them together and put them in the thing.
What would you do if maybe she did the laundry, had a couple socks that were similar,
mm-hmm.
and you go to undo them, put them on, and they're not the same sock? Are you putting them on your feet?
Nope.
Really?
100% not.
Really?
Nope. Absolutely
even if
not.
They're close?
Nope.
Like you got like a black sock and a dark gray.
Dude, the one that, the biggest evidence of this is that I bought some Under Armour socks.
Okay.
And when I was like, Under Armour socks. I switched from Nike to Under Armour and I got these socks. And when I got them out of the package, I noticed something that was going to be a problem. One of the socks says Under and the other one says Armour.
Oh, no.
So like, I'm like, okay. So I got to have an Under and an Armour. I can't have two Armours. I can't have two Unders. I got to have an Under and an Armour.
I would think you would win the other way and be like, all right, I need two Unders and I need two Armours.
No. Got to have two Under. Got to have an Under and an Armour. The Under has to go on the left. And then goes on the right.
Yeah, that's how you read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, because you're going to walk in this room and I'm going to be like, who's Armour Under? Who is Armour Under?
What is Armour? That's not a thing. There's no Under Under.
Yeah. Where did you get these at, dude?
It's so funny. When I got these, I told Chelsea's like, that's not a big deal. I'm like, no. You have to have an Under and an Armour.
Wow. This is fascinating, man.
Yeah. And like these socks don't have... They're Under Armour, but they're different branded. So I'm not gonna miss this type of Under Armour with the other type. No.
So what happens if you see somebody else and they got two mismatched socks? Does that bother you?
No.
This is
just a me thing.
It's a you thing.
Okay. Yep.
I didn't know if like I'm walking around your house. I took my shoes off and you're like, he's got a red sock. And
yeah.
A
yeah. Nope.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
Because if it did, I was gonna do it on purpose just to bother.
That's funny. Yeah.
I'll do it anyway just to test it.
Yeah. Test it out.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. That's a great
story.
That's
a funny one.
Who is funnier?
She's going to say that she's funnier. Yep.
Yes. The direct response was, oh, please. He will probably say him, but it's not true. I am the funnier one.
Dude.
And at his core, he knows that.
Yeah. What's funny about this? I love this because I'm actually guessing not only her answers, but like, her response.
Yes,
totally.
Yeah,
so like that makes you feel good because like there's some connection we got going on here.
That's great.
Because I know she would say that. I know she would think, she definitely thinks that she's funnier, but
she's
wrong.
Hey, there's always the funnier one in the relationship. Yeah. Right,
dude, I'm hilarious. Right
exactly.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Does she have a podcast with 134 subscribers?
No.
So
sorry, I was gonna direct dramatic pause. No, she doesn't.
Exactly.
Being romantic.
Hmm.
There's a right and wrong answer.
Me.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. She says, Dave, I need to work on that.
This
That's
is funny.
Good, man.
It's funny because I'm now
good for you.
Now I'm not even answering it like what I think I'm not answering it truthfully. I'm playing the newlyweds game. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. All right, we got four more.
Okay.
Who would be better at surviving a zombie apocalypse?
Me.
Correct.
Because she said multiple times, like, oh, I wouldn't want to live. I would just want to die in the initial like outbreak or whatever.
I know. Isn't that so funny when you try to have those hypotheticals?
Yeah.
You're just like, hey, what if? And they're just like, no, I just wouldn't do it. You're like, no, you have to do it. Like, what are you talking about?
But my response to this, I do think people who say, I've heard multiple people say that, like an apocalypse, they just want to die or whatever. I think you wouldn't actually. I think your will to live would be in, if it actually happened to you, I think your will to live would be stronger than you think.
Oh, for sure.
I think like this hypothetical, like in the future, blah, 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 like what would happen? You say, oh yeah, I just want to die. But I think if you actually were put in that situation, I don't think that was what you would do. I think you try to survive as long as possible. That's what I do think.
Yeah. The response from her was probably Dave, because he thinks logically and I think emotionally. Only so while I'm having a panic attack, he would be able to stay calm and find a reasonable solution. That's in depth, man. Uh-huh. It's in depth. But I think probably most, I don't know. It probably could go both ways.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Who is better at keeping calm during stressful situations?
Me.
Yes. So correct. Last answer fits this. yeah. Dave is the calm to every storm. That's good, man. All right. Two more. Relaxing and doing nothing.
Me. Easy. She feels like she has to be cleaning or doing something productive at all times.
Dave, I'm not sure what relax means or looks like.
I
put that one specific because I was thinking I'm probably I don't want to give it away. All right, last question. Who is the least patient?
Chelsea is like less patient.
Yeah, it says her, except at the kids' bedtime. That's when you'll see a glimpse of impatient Dave.
I am. Whenever there's like, so at bedtime, when there's a deadline, like we have to be somewhere at a certain time, like that's when like I'm like,
it's like kicks in.
Yeah, like, I mean,
I don't know if I've ever. Well, I have seen you mad because we coached together.
Yeah,
I was just gonna say that. I was like, oh no way, I have seen you at your maddest.
Yeah.
But yeah, outside of heightened competition, off the court.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever seen you mad or upset.
Like, you probably think sometimes when I've showed up to like practice late or like almost late or like forgot, you know, I'm there and like we don't have a hat or we don't have a glove.
Okay.
Like the situations like that. Cause that's like the situation I'm talking about. We're like, we're either not there on time or we can't find our stuff.
Yeah.
That which makes us not on time. Like that always, but that's more of like a cool anger. Like it's like I'm not like animated, it's just like silently like frustrated.
That's just pretty reasonable. Like I think everybody's like that. I mean, well, I don't know, I guess some people are, and I know I'm like, dude, how are you not mad right now?
Yeah
Like I'm be fuming.
Yeah,
like, oh come on, just get your water bottle.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And I'm wondering like if that's good or bad as far as like a parenting strategy, because like it's good that you're not upset, but the fact that you're not upset probably means it's going to happen over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. It's funny because I think sometimes me and my wife, we sometimes we can both be the bad cop.
Bad cop.
Where we're both just rotating in on our kids. I'm like, hey, we told you to get your shoes 5 minutes ago. Right. But maybe it's good because it's like, all right, they didn't listen to me clearly. Yeah. Like somebody else go in and yell. So I'm not the one yelling all the time. Sure. So
back up,
man. Got to go in there.
Good, that strategy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you did pretty good at the game, I'd say.
Not too bad.
I caught you off guard there a little bit.
You did. That's funny.
You're thinking, well, we're going to play a little fun game here.
Yeah. You're always trying to get me. You're trying to be sneaky.
You did pretty well, but I did think that you wouldn't do too poorly on that. So
that's good.
You're like we talked earlier, you know, you're a veteran in this game.
We're a veteran relationship.
Veterans.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's going to bring us to the end of episode 5. If you haven't done so already, please, we beg of you, like the video, subscribe, comment on anything we talked about, right? If you have experience with dating apps, comment below. If you have some disagree with our takes on relationships, comment below.
Exactly.
For sure. Let us know. Maybe give us topics for these doggy dogs. Things we want to discuss. Interesting questions.
We'll delve into them.
Absolutely.
Roll up our sleeves. Get down in the dirty.
So
something like that.
On that note, Matt, thanks for coming tonight. Thanks to you. I'm Dave, and I'll see you later.
All right. Signing off.